during an interview that aired on Thursday with Donald Trump and conservative host Hugh Hewitt. Hewitt asked Donald Trump if he still wants to debate President Biden, you know, as soon as possible. And Trump said, yeah, anytime, any place, let's do this. And then Hugh Hewitt asked him, do you think he'll agree? And it was in response to that question about whether or not President Biden will agree to go ahead and start debating Donald Trump that Trump decided to launch into a conspiracy theory that somehow President Biden is just loaded up with cocaine. Here is what Trump said in response to, do you think he will? I don't think so, but I hope he does. I think what happened is, you know, the white stuff that they happened to find, which happened to be cocaine in the White House. I don't know. I think something's going on there because I watched this State of the Union and he was all jacked up at the beginning. By the end, he was fading fast. There's something going on there. I want a debate. I think debates with him, at least, should be drug tested. I want a drug test. So Hugh Hewitt was a little taken back by this. And he goes, Mr. President, are you suggesting President Biden's using cocaine? And then Trump responded, I don't know what he's using, but that was not, hey, he was higher than a kite. And by the way, it was the worst address I've ever seen, the State of the Nation. The State of the Nation. It's the State of the Union. Then he goes, I'll tell you, State of the Union, that's not State of the Union because he doesn't represent us properly. Oh, okay, so you messed up. You're like trying to accuse this guy. Like, he's on drugs. He can't even get his words straight. And then you call it State of the Nation. And then you're like, well, I call it that because it's not really a State of the Union because, you know, he doesn't really represent us. You're such a friggin' liar. Like, oh my God, just admit that, oops, sorry, my bad. I do it all the time. It happens when you talk a lot, especially for a living. You misspeak and you can correct yourself. You don't have to be like, well, I intentionally did that. But anyway, this other man is on drugs. You're insane. This man is insane. Anyone that supports him is insane at this point. This is absolutely utter unbelievable BS coming out of this guy's mouth. Every single word of it. But there's always a but, right? I'm okay with drug tests for both of y'all. Let's see what you've got kicking around in your system, right, Donnie? I mean, there's been reports for years and years and years that you're all hopped up on Adderall for you to be able to do your speeches. I mean, we've seen you do speeches and do addresses where you're very low energy. You're acting like you don't even want to be there. And then other times you can't control yourself and you go off on these tangents and these weird lines and your hands are moving crazy and you're doing dances and whatnot. Like, you seem like you're on something. I mean, if you're going to accuse that guy of being on something, let's, you know, go the other way too, because we could make that argument on that side. Not to mention the fact that we're talking about the State of the Union address, which Republicans were pissed off at the time because Biden seemed to have too much energy, right? They've been attacking him for years as low energy Biden, sleepy Joe, and then he comes out with all this energy, so it pissed him off. And it couldn't just be, right, maybe he had an espresso or something before he went on. Oh, God, no. It has to be drug use, obviously, in the minds of conservatives. So Trump is planting this seed. He planted it on Thursday, and we'll hear it again. Like, this is not going to go away. This will be Donald Trump's new talking point. You know, he's getting attention for it, so he will continue it. Just like the bloodbath comment that, of course, he repeated the other day in Michigan. He knows it's going to get him attention, so he's going to continue doing it. So get used to hearing Donald Trump saying that President Biden is on cocaine, because that's going to be the new talking point. So Donald Trump this past week threw a massive fundraiser party for Carrie Lake down at Mar-a-Lago, which is a bit weird because all of the people there are, of course, not from Arizona. So even if they give her money, they can't vote for her. So even though Lake bragged after the event that she raised $1 million, that's $1 million coming from people who aren't going to get to vote for you. And considering the fact that your campaign is in the hole by several $1 million, all this did was give you a little bit more cash to pay off your debts. And you're still, of course, millions of dollars short of where you need to be even. But nevertheless, it's not what Carrie Lake raised at this Mar-a-Lago event that made headlines. What actually made headlines was the fact that this party went completely off the rails because for some reason they decided to invite Roseanne Barr to be a special comedic guest. And Roseanne Barr did what Roseanne Barr does and went on this incredibly weird, slurred tangent where she accused Democrats of worshiping the devil and, of course, drinking the blood of babies. And I'm not speaking in hyperbole. Those are actually the words that she used. So here's what happened when Roseanne Barr came out. She started by saying, "How are you doing? I'm here at Mar-a-Lago supporting Carrie Lake, and it was a fantastic evening, and our Trump is here being the DJ, and I've just danced, and everyone's amazed. So I'm just going to say to you, please drop out of college, because it's going to ruin your lives. Do me a favor, drop out. They don't teach you nothing good. Email me or Twitter me or whatever you call me, and I'll help you with your life. But you got to get out of college because it isn't nothing but a bunch of devil-worshipping, baby-blood-drinking Democrat donors. Love ya." Good God. Considering the very poor grammar that you used while encouraging people to drop out of college, I'm going to go the opposite way and tell people, please, for the love of God, stay in school or you're going to end up like Roseanne Barr. And I don't think that is a fate that any of us want. I don't even know if she has any money anymore. You know, it's been a very long time since she's really worked other than doing that like Fox News comedy special thing a few months ago. So I got to imagine she's probably run through her cash pretty quickly here as she falls deeper and deeper into just complete and total. I don't even know what to call it. Insanity, maybe. But these are deranged comments by a deranged person. Democrats are devil-worshipping blood drinkers, right? Now, because it's Roseanne Barr, we get it. She says stupid, crazy things because she thinks it helps her. But the question is, how does this help Carrie Lake, right? I mean, this was a party for Carrie Lake. It was a fundraiser for Carrie Lake. Do you think there's anybody out in Arizona who saw this clip of Roseanne Barr, which of course did go viral on social media? You think there's anybody in Arizona that sees Roseanne Barr doing this for Carrie Lake and is like, oh, yeah, I guess I'll vote for her instead of Ruben Gallego? No, like that's not going to happen. And that's what kills me about these conservatives is that they don't seem to understand that y'all can't win elections with just your base. Now, if you're a Republican member of Congress, the House of Representatives, in a deeply gerrymandered district, then yeah, go out there, say the crazy thing, do the crazy thing, invite the crazy people, you're still going to win. If you're in a deep red state like Alabama or Mississippi, you can be crazy because yeah, you're still going to win. Arizona's a swing state now, and Carrie Lake is already lagging in the polls. So do you think these comments from Roseanne are going to win over any new voters for Carrie Lake? Probably not, especially because Meghan McCain, who, of course, has famously been feuding with Carrie Lake for quite some time now, came out after the fundraiser and said this: "Carrie Lake is never in Arizona. She just lives in Mar-a-Lago following Trump around like a basset hound." It's not very often that I agree with Meghan McCain, but no argument from me there. Carrie Lake has, of course, basically moved into Mar-a-Lago, according to sources around there. Not that she actually lives there, but she's there so much that it does feel like she kind of lives here now. So that's what she's doing. She's running for Senate. She's not doing a good job of it. She's having parties with extremists like Roseanne Barr, and that's probably not going to help her, no matter how much money she raises from Donald Trump's wealthy friends. So this past week, as we all know, Jack Smith filed a really just fiery motion in court with Judge Eileen Cannon, where he basically told her, listen, your jury instructions are so bad, so legally flawed, that you either have to rescind them or I'm taking the matter to the appellate court. And of course, legal experts have basically all agreed if he does that, he could easily, at this point, based on how horrific these jury instructions are, he could get her removed from the case altogether. So Smith, put Cannon on blast saying, this is your last chance. Do the right thing or I'm just going to get you off the case. And of course, as we all know, those jury instructions said that you either have to tell the jurors that Trump was allowed to make all these documents personal, in which case we have to assume that he did, which means charges dropped, or you have to show these people who do not have security clearances these top secret classified documents, which of course he can't do. So basically, Cannon rigged the jury already against Jack Smith. But after Smith's filing this week, Donald Trump became irate and he went on social media demanding that Jack Smith be punished for being so gosh darn mean to Judge Cannon. Here's what Trump said. Deranged special counsel Jack Smith, who has a long record of failure as a prosecutor. No, he doesn't. Including a unanimous decision against him in the U.S. Supreme Court, should be sanctioned or censured for the way he is attacking a highly respected judge, Eileen Cannon, who is presiding over his fake documents hoax case in Florida. He is a lowlife who is nasty, rude, and condescending, and obviously trying to play the ref. He should... Okay, hold up. Play the referee? Like, that's a neutral party. Saying, yes, this is wrong. No, this is okay. Like, you want a prosecutor to play the ref, right? I mean, you don't want them to come in biased against you. So you called him a thing that's actually a good thing to call him. Maybe learn what a referee is, idiot. He shouldn't even be allowed to participate in this sham case where I, unlike crooked Joe Biden, Hillary Clinton, and all the rest, come under the Presidential Records Act. No, you don't. I did nothing wrong, but Biden did, and they let him off scot-free. How did that happen, Jack? A two-tiered system of justice, election interference. But sanctioned or censured? Donald Trump says Jack Smith should be. Why? He submitted a legal filing. You may not like the legal filing, but that's not worthy of being sanctioned and or censured. In fact, this whole thing is a legal dispute. So if you have a problem with what Jack Smith said in his filing, do you know what you do? You don't get on Truth Social and sound like a crazy person. You have your lawyers draft up a response to his filing, and then they submit that to the judge. That's how this works. But you know your lawyers don't have a good argument against Jack Smith's filing, so you have to take your case to the court of public opinion by putting it out on Truth Social. You know you're screwed. You know that Judge Cannon is on her last leg here, and either she's going to have to reverse it to not be removed from the case, or she's going to have to face the wrath of the circuit court. Either way, she screwed the pooch on this by being overtly biased in your favor. And that's going to come back to haunt her very soon. Thanks for listening to today's Fair and Balanced Daily. Stay up to date with all of our content by finding us on YouTube at youtube.com/fairandbalanced and follow me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram @fairandbalanced.